And it is now my pleasure to welcome to the Minuteman Press guest line a television star, a stage star, a Broadway star, a writer, a director, all those things. A lot of years in the show business industry. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming Ted Lange. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning. How are you doing, Tim?
I'm doing fantastic. Pleasure to speak with you, sir.
My pleasure, sir.
Well, I always get a little nervous about mentioning people's roles that they're recognized for, because I know a lot of times people like yourself just want to go, when it seems like you're typecast.
No, not at all. I had a lot of fun doing that show. That show wasn't a pain in the butt. That show was a good time. So that you're just bringing back good memories for me.
Well, that's great. I'm glad to hear it. It was great memories for a lot of people. That show was an interesting show. I mean, a lot of people say that show single-handedly built the cruise ship industry the way it is today. And you, as the bartender, were just one of those lovable people that everyone wanted to go and meet on whatever cruise line they got on, I think, Ted, when you were playing Isaac Washington. I know that that was a pretty close ensemble cast, and we were all saddened to hear of the passing of Gavin McLeod a couple of weeks back. Did you and he still stay in touch?
Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, we're going to have a memorial service this Sunday for Gavin, and we're all getting together. Fred's flying in from North Carolina. Tweez is flying in from Seattle. Bernie and I live in the L.A. area, so we're going to drive up to Palm Springs. So, yeah, we're all getting together. We stayed in touch over the years. For 40 years, we maintained a friendship.
Well, that is great for people like me and fans of the show to know. Ted, after Love Boat, you did all kinds of things, and I don't want to spend a lot of time in the past because the present and the future here has you in what will feel to most of us like a movie like, does Ted Lange really belong in a horror thriller movie? But tell us a little bit about Blood Pageant and how you got the role.
You know how the monster works when you're walking down the road and the monster jumps out of the bushes. You're saying, why me? You know, so this isn't Peter Cushing or Christopher Lee. Do you know who those guys are?
Not really.
They're English horror stars.
Okay.
So if you went to a horror movie, you would see in England, you'd see either Christopher Lee or Peter Cushing. And the fun thing about this is you got people you do not expect turning up in a horror film. So there's me, Snoop Dogg is in it,
yes.
Stephen Baldwin is in it. You know, so it's a fun horror. And there's comedy as well as scariness in this movie.
Well, that's what struck me as I kind of bounced my way across the screener, Ted, is it's there's parts of it that are really kind of creepy, scary, whatever. I guess what sets the stage, if I understand this right, is it kind of pokes a little bit of fun at our current human condition here and how far people will go to become successful.
Yeah, that's the whole fun part of making the movie is it's a spin on reality shows. I mean, and reality shows have worked their way into our lives now. I mean, if you watch Beverly Hills Housewife, and we find out that this beautiful woman, her husband, they're filing for divorce, and the husband has embezzled money. That's, Jesus, you couldn't ask for a better storyline than that. And that's reality.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
You know, so yeah, we're doing our spin on reality. We got some really exceptionally beautiful women on this show, and we're having a good time.
Well, it's I don't know. You try and explain it to the folks. I had a hard time trying to explain it to people around here because it starts off with a game show type format and. You are.
It's a game show that turns into a horror, because the game show is, I'm the host of the game show. It's called American Dream. I'm the host, And part of the game is that these women stay in a house together like Big Brother. So Big Brother is a game show, a reality show. And that's what this is. So, but what happens is the girls start to disappear, and we don't know why. What's going on? How is this happening? And that's where the horror comes in. So you got a little bit of comedy, got a little bit of horror, and you kind of mix them in the same bowl and see what you come up with, what kind of souffle it turns into.
It looked like a I'm going to eventually sit down with the entirety of it. I didn't have a chance before talking with you, Ted, to go through it minute by minute. But it does look like a really unique mix of a lot of different types of, you know, between comedy, horror, on your edge of your seat kind of stuff. And I think people are going to really enjoy this. And as I understand it, it's all complete now, short of being released on some of the streaming platforms this weekend, right?
Yeah, it's going to be, they're going to stream it on the 29th. That's when the streaming starts. And then they're going to do DVDs after July 20th. So you'll be able to purchase it if you want.
All right. That's terrific. And again, it's called Blood Pageant, which people might wonder.
Blood Pageant.
And it's because it starts with this reality pageant sort of show.
Yes, exactly right.
All right. Hey, Ted, it has been an absolute pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks for all the joy that your profession provides a lot of other people. And I think they're going to get a great new view of some of your talents in Blood Pageant.
Thank you, Tim, very much.
All right. Take care. God bless.
God bless you.
So there is Ted Lange, ladies and gentlemen. The new film is called Blood Pageant. I was really trying every. If you talk about twists and turns in a movie, this one has twists and turns like you've never seen. Because yeah, it starts out. It almost looks like a America's Got Talent set. Snoop Dogg plays one of the judges, and you're going through, and then you get to the backstory of how these women. Got on the show, what they need to do to try and win the purse, which is $1 million. So again, there's a lot of motivation. And if you like horror thrillers, I think you're going to like this. So it streams starting June 29th on Amazon, iTunes, Google Play, Fandango Now, and other streaming platforms. And again, it will be available on DVD starting July 20th, starring Ted Lange, who we just talked to. It also stars Matthew Marsden from the Transformers movies and Danielle C. Ryan from Criminal Minds playing themselves as the judges. So that'll be kind of fun for you to see as well.